The 5th National Grazing Lands Conference took place this past week in Orlando, Florida, and one of those attending and participating in the event was Eddie Jolly, conservation agronomist and grazing specialist with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama.
Randall, we brought several posters this year in concert with Dr. Don Ball and a number of our grazing clinic participants or grazing committee members. We shared information about the conversion from going from a grazing school to a one-day grazing clinic and successes we've had. We also shared information regarding the evaluation of annual clover plantings or perennial clover plantings on coastal plain soils, which is a really big success. We learned that we can actually plant and succeed having a perennial clover on coastal plain soils in Alabama. And then finally, we shared information about how to convert an existing stand of pine trees to a civil pasture system, which is kind of a unique thing. And usually you don't back into a system that way. You usually start with either a stand of grass and plant trees. Okay, so backing into a civil pasture stand from an existing stand of trees is quite unique.
Jolly said there were a number of producers there to see what people are doing in other parts of the country and whether those practices can be applied on their own operation.
And that's exactly what I do. When I come, that's what I like to do is interact with people. I like to see what they're presenting. I like to see their posters. And it's just you share ideas, whether it's something that somebody else created and did on their own in their own part of the world, and you're able to take something from them and bring it back to your part of the world. It makes a big difference to be able to share ideas. And that's exactly the reason we have these conferences.
For more information on NRCS programs available to enhance grazing lands in the state, go to their website at al.nrcs.usda.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.